Right now we have Mel Belmont of QT Consulting. Just a little word about Mel. She is going to be the guest speaker at BPW tomorrow, but her corporate background and unique approach has set her shining well above the crowd. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you've got some wonderful ladies that you will be speaking to tomorrow, Mel, that are all very positive and forward bound and all of those wonderful words that we use for business women and business people in the world. But you're going to be talking to them tomorrow about the three initiative habits of millionaires, or that millionaires use. So give us a little insight into this.
Yeah, it's actually the intuitive habit.
Intuitive habit, it is.
Yes. That's all right. So what I help people do is get is to be happier, to be confident with who they are, exactly where they are at in their life. And from that space, then we're able to live in our true brilliance and live with confidence around the decisions we make, the challenges that come up. And all of that, I believe, comes from how we tap into and use our intuition. So from a business sense, tomorrow with the group, I'm going to be sharing how millionaires use their intuition for business decisions, for joint ventures, for client challenges that they might be having. How do we, for life and business, use our intuition for success?
And I think you're going to talk about the differences between instinct and intuition. So
absolutely, yes.
So tell us a little bit about that, Mel.
Sure, I'm super excited. So I'm very passionate about these subjects. So what we kind of are taught by society is we are born with innate skills, and this stuff, some of these ways that we see the world or the behaviors we have are either learned or inherited.
Mm-hmm.
We're either born with or inherited. My view is everything is learned. We're a blank canvas when we're born. Mm-hmm. And yes, we can carry over some energy from past lives if you feel that way. I certainly have done past life work with clients where we've healed stuff that's blocking our success in this lifetime. So we're still a blank canvas in what we can learn and how we take the energies and experiences and challenges from life and how we adapt, how we perceive them, how we tune into what the ultimate outcome of any challenge or any hurdle that life's putting in our way. If we look at the perspective of this is to help me grow so that I can be an even better version of myself for the betterment of myself, for the betterment of whatever my gifts are to share with the world, we are amplifying what's innately within us, which is brilliance, which is love, which is joy and happiness. So I try and help people understand that instincts, apart from pain and some of those physiological instincts,
mm-hmm.
everything else is learned.
Okay.
So the feelings we have and the responses, behaviors are all adapted from our experiences we've had up until now. And if we tap into then the intuition to what is the purpose of this hardship or what is the lesson or the silver lining or whatever philosophy you attach to it, what can I take away from this so that I am growing, so that I am unleashing more of what's inside to be tapped into?
There you go. There's some heavy stuff there, isn't there, really, when you go right into it. But, Mel, your guests tomorrow morning will take away four little clues that will help them through the rest of their things. What are those?
Oh, well, I don't want to give away too much.
No.
I want to leave some intrigue for the guests who are going to be attending.
Yeah.
So the in essence, it's our senses. When we talk about our intuition, and the most common one that people relate to and understand is gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm challenging that. Well, what's the instinct and what's the intuition? What is something that we have learned to trust? So sometimes, in fact, I was walking behind a lady into the gym last night, And she got this instinct to turn around because she felt my presence behind her, even though she couldn't hear me. So people might think that's an instinct, but she's actually tuned into the energy vibration, that there is an energy essence around her, and she's experienced that in the past, and she's known to check. So it's that balance between instinct and trusting to tune in and tap into what we already know and we're learning and enhancing. It's like any other skill, like learning to sprint run. It starts with crawling. And people don't know how to sprint effectively unless they tune into it. We all intuitively know how to walk. But do we know how to sprint and be super efficient with that? No, we have to learn and adapt and train ourselves. And intuition is something that's the same. We tap into our gut instincts. So tomorrow I'm going to be sharing some of the ways that people don't realize that they're receiving intuitive messages, because they haven't really understood the science that's backing up. Our intuition uses our senses, and we all have slightly better senses than the person next to us. So I have a very, I have an inner hear, so I hear things. And somebody else might get the sense that they see something happen before it happens, or the sense that something's going to happen. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So it certainly sounds as though it's going to be a pretty full-on speech tomorrow, guest speaking situation. So I'm just going to leave it at that, I think, Mel, because you have certainly covered quite a lot of detail, and I'm a little bit luckier than our guests because I've got your bio here in front of me, and oh my goodness me, it reads so very, very well. So we'll just let people know that BPW does meet on the first Friday of every month, and Mel just happens to be the guest speaker tomorrow, and she's got quite a lot to share with you, and also she's going to give you some little tidbits to take away so that you can bring them into your businesses out there. Mel, thank you for talking to us this morning, and I'm sure tomorrow will be really good, and I hope you enjoy it as well as the people that do attend BPW in the morning. You have a good day.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
I'm sure you are. Thanks, Mel. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.